All right, so shall we move on to the next discussion and approval item, the Agrarian Feast revolving loan and lease fund application. Who's going to lead us on that one?
John.
The Agrarian Feast program is an expansion of a farming project by two individuals, and they want to develop a year-round mushroom-producing facility. At present, they're just seeding rotten trees and growing mushrooms and then selling them, but they're limited to capacity and seasonality. So the project is to build a greenhouse so they can deliver product 12 months of the year. They originally came to the county revolving loan fund, and there's some items in the project that are not eligible for county revolving loan funds. Specifically, the construction component. Plus, they weren't creating enough jobs to generate, approval for the amount of money they were asking for. So I approached Julio, speaking on behalf of the RLF, to see here at the IDA we could, put this together and make a pie. And we had an appraisal done on the land, and they originally purchased the land for $90,000 and change several years ago, and I think the appraisal came in at Julio, what, about $150,000 or something like that?
$158,000.
Sorry?
$158,000.
Yeah, $158,000. So there's adequate collateral there to cover the project. So what we've determined we're going to do is a joint loan. The entire project is $200,000. $25,000 is coming from the principals, and $25,000 they've already received from the SBA, and they believe it's done. They don't have to pay it back. So, we can look at that as capital. The RLF has already approved the $50,000. So we have $100,000 before us here, which will be used for the land prep and the greenhouse primarily. The RLF money will be for working capital and equipment. So I think it's a good thing for the community on several levels. One, it creates an agricultural product that'll be available 12 months of the year, and it's the diversification of an agricultural product. And secondly, we have two agencies, the County Revolving Loan Fund and the IDA, partnering to get a deal done that otherwise would not have been doable, certainly not at the RLF. Maybe the IDA could have done the whole project, but, there's issues there with unsecured working capital, et cetera. So, on that basis, Julio and I worked together on it and put together a proposal, which was approved by the loan committee. And I'm recommending that the full board, move forward with it.
I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
How many employees will this project?
It'll create two full-time employees and two part-time employees.
Okay. And, Walter, are we going to be a first lien, or?
We'll take a pari passu position with the revolving loan fund. So each of us will have co-equal positions. We'll take both a mortgage on the land and a security interest in the equipment. The appraisal was $158,000 before the project. So you would presume that if you spend $150,000 building a greenhouse, there's going to be some incremental increase in the value. So we will be in a co-equal position with a revolving loan fund with an intercreditor agreement. The difference is the IDA loan will be paid back in full. The RLF program provides if they pay back 75% of it on time and otherwise meet the programmatic guidelines, that the last 25% is forgiven. John, is that the right word?
Yeah, that's correct. It's a grant. There's a grant. And it's fundamentally, as you indicated, they have to meet all the requirements of the loan, including using the money for what they put in their application. You know, they can't go off and use the money for something else.
The parent pursue the payment schedule, Walter?
In other words, there'll be two notes, each in accordance with the terms of our loan program and the county's loan program, but there'll be a single mortgage securing both notes and a single security interest securing both notes. It'll be blind when you look at those as to what the deal is between the creditors, but we'll enter into a simple intercreditor agreement where we agree that for payment reasons, for security reasons, and for default, if there is one, that we're in a pari passu equal position.
Okay. Any other questions?
I'll move the resolution if you need it, Susie.
Yep. Thank you, Ed. We have a second. Howard seconding. Any other discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Walter, did you have some new business? I just have one item before we close, and we'll go to public comment.
I don't think I do. Jen, did we ever get the cost benefit back from Tom Shepstone on 234 Main Street, or no?
Not yet. I'll reach out to him again. I can briefly update the board on that. The 234 Main Street, as you remember, is the project in Hurleyville, the mixed-use commercial and residential project that's well under construction. And it would require a deviation from our UTEP. I sent out deviation notices several weeks ago, and we've had some discussion with the Fallsburg School District. They're on board with the deviation, but we need to have the cost-benefit analysis amended. It was originally drafted using some assumptions that that don't make sense in the real world, and it wouldn't make sense to structure a pilot agreement the way the cost benefit was put together initially. So I'm working with Tom Shepstone to get that amended. I'll turn that around to you, and then we will also need to do a public hearing before we can move forward with that project. So I'm hoping to get that all accomplished in the next few weeks.
And the public hearing would only be required if the overall benefit to the project is $100,000 or more. I'm not confident that it will be. We do have the benefit at this point of knowing what value the town assessor put on the property. And that's the value we're adopting for the pilot. So there may not be much difference between taxes and a pilot. And the project is already substantially complete, so the sales tax has been paid on all the building materials.
Right. So we'll see what the real cost statement figures look like in the revised cost benefit. Thanks.
I have I'm not sure if this is appropriate or not. I have an employment issue that requires executive session. Do we want to discuss that today, or we want to do that next meeting, or what?
No, we can do it today.
We had discussed that we would discuss it today, so I wasn't sure.
Nope. Just let's get everything else done, and let's allow Ken or anyone else who wishes to make some comments to the board to do that, so that there will be no business done after the executive session.
I have one more. Oh, sorry, Susie. I think you're muted.
You go, Jen.
All right. I have one more, just small item of business for the board. Currently, the IDA owns a vegetable washer, which is one of many items of equipment that we purchased using USDA grant funds, and it's leased to the Catskills Food Hub. The Food Hub has indicated that they do not want or need it. And a local farmer, Justin Sutherland, who we also work with, he has a revolving loan from us, does want it. So Walter and I have worked through the process for that. I'm planning to sell the vegetable washer to Justin. I don't think this requires board action. Under our property disposition guidelines, the contracting officer, which is me, can dispose of the equipment. But we're proposing to sell it to Justin at the salvage value. We worked through the depreciation schedule. And I just wanted to let you know, and of course, if you have any concerns with it, we work with Justin. He's got a loan from us, and he's a bright guy with a successful vegetable growing operation, and he believes he could make good use of the vegetable washer. It's basically a conveyor. It's a rinse conveyor system.
What's the value about?
$6,000.
The
other piece of it is that Walter will prepare an asset purchase agreement to convey it to Justin. If the board agrees, it seems that it will be appropriate for the IDA to pay for that work. I don't think it's going to be hugely expensive, but instead of pushing that off onto the food hub or onto Justin, we haven't gotten a bill for that. The work hasn't been done yet, but I just wanted to mention it. And
it'll be under $6,000, I promise.
What I've got, sure it's worth mentioning.
Do we even need? Isn't that normal course, or is that something that actually requires?
It doesn't require. We have a property disposition policy. What Jen is suggesting is completely aligned with it, but there are some new people on the board, and Sean and John, and this is the first thing that has been disposed of during their tenure. So Jen just wanted to make sure everybody understood how it works. That's all.
Nice.
Okay. So we'll now move into public comment.
I'll just comment on what you just talked about. I think it's important that you say it out in public. Everybody knows what's going on. Nobody can start rumors about things are happening in the background. Nobody knows about. Even if it's you hear it again and again and again, at least it's out there. People hear it, and you're all. It just makes it look so much cleaner to the eye from the outside. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Okay, any other comment from the public? I see, Joe, you're on from the Democrat. Anything?
The Agrarian Feast LLC, where is that located?
On Cattail Road outside of Livingston Manor.
Okay, thank you.
Can I make a motion to go into executive session to discuss employment-related issues?
I'll second it.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.